And I didn't know where the scripture was. The scripture came to my mind, actually just this phrase from the scripture, from Psalm 27, that says, "The Lord is the strength of my life." The Lord is the strength of my life. Praise God. It's Psalm 27, verse 1. If you'll look there with me here tonight. And then we'll look at about five verses here in Psalm 27, beginning with verse number 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me." And I didn't know that John was going to sing that song or that Marcia would want him to sing it, but it's very fitting with this passage of scripture. "For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up on a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord." Sometimes we do sing the last two verses of this psalm. "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage. He shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." Now, this is a psalm of David. I've been in the Psalms quite a bit here lately, and I think it's either 81 or 83 of the Psalms are David's. And his life was a mix of all kinds of emotions. And we've experienced that lately. It's like a roller coaster. Everything is just kind of going along real good, and suddenly the bottom drops out, and then you go back up again. And that's really the life of David. He had times of great praise and times when he was just so full of praise and thanksgiving unto the Lord. Other times he felt like he wanted to die. Sometimes he felt like that he was totally forgotten and forsaken. And then in this psalm, David is literally, he's surrounded by enemies. This is during the time that he's being pursued by his own son Absalom. And so he's alone. He is fearful. He doesn't know where to go or what to do. He's away from his home. He's away from his God-called responsibilities, everything that he was familiar with, and now he's on the run. And to top it off, it's his own son that he loves so much that has become his enemy. And it's in that context that David writes Psalm 27. In a time of great trouble, a trouble like most of us have never, ever had to go through. Great, great trouble. And so you have to get the picture. He's no longer in the well-lit palace. He's no longer in the familiar surroundings of the city. But now he's out in the wilderness. He's in the caves. He's in the dark. He's all alone. He has a few of his companions that are with him. But everything has changed almost overnight. He's lost everything, it seems. And it's in this setting that David then is inspired of the Holy Ghost to write this psalm, "The Lord is my light," probably in the middle of the night. Or maybe back in the dark depths of a cave. Who knows? The Lord is my light. Do you know that David was considered by Israel to be the light of Israel? You can look at 2 Samuel chapter 21. And there it said that the men who surrounded him, it says, the men of David swear unto him, saying, thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel. David was such an encouraging person. He was such an example and a righteous king that that the whole nation looked to him. He was considered to be the light of Israel. But David recognizes, and he's even depicting that in this verse. He's saying, it's not me, it's not my light. My light is just a reflection of him and the light of the Lord. I'm like the moon. I don't have any light in my own self. It's only the Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. He is the one that illuminates my life. He is the one that comes to me and illuminates my my circumstance and my darkness. You know, so many things are expressed in the darkness. If you're sick, it seems like you feel worse in the darkness. If you're discouraged, when darkness comes, it seems like it gets heavier. Darkness is like a heaviness sometimes. And if you've ever had times, I really haven't had too many times, but there's been some times when I had something going on, something troubling me, something worrying me, I just couldn't wait for the sun to come up. Have you ever been in that kind of predicament? You long for the light. You long for the darkness to be gone. The darkness, there's a lot of things that are associated with darkness. Distress and trouble and perplexity and sickness and sorrow and a lot of these things. It may be the experience of your life, but in the dark, it's even worse. Amen. Now David, no doubt, is in the wilderness or maybe hiding away someplace in some dark, lonely place. And somehow in that place, he has the inspiration, the Lord is my light. The Lord is my light. Amen. And it takes confidence in God to be able to see that he's your light in the midst of the worst of situation. I'm always encouraged when I read about John, the Revelator, and on the Isle of Patmos. The Bible says that he was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and you can just see the contrast of what he was going through. He is also, you know, exiled at a place that was, you know, just an undesirable place to be. Any companions that he had, no doubt, were criminals. Patmos was just a place where They exiled those who had committed crimes, and that's where John was. It was they say that Patmos is just nothing but a small little island of just rocks. That's very little greenery, very little life that's there. It's just a bad, lonely place to have to be. But John, out of the midst of all of that, on the Lord's day, John was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. Not only was he in the Spirit, but he had this glorious vision of the resurrected Lord, the glorified Lord in the midst of all of that. Let me tell you that no matter what your trouble or your darkness might be, the Lord is the light of that situation. Amen. He's the one that can break through with light into that circumstance that you're in. He can bring to you peace and comfort and hope and confidence in the Lord. At least two places in this psalm, it describes confidence in God. Verse 3, the war should rise against me. In this will I be confident. Amen. In this will I be confident. There's another place here also, and I'm looking and can't find it, but it's there, that he gives us strength and he gives us courage and he gives us confidence. In the dark and difficult times. Have you ever been through times that it was just so overwhelming and the darkness, it was like an oppressive spirit that was overwhelming you and you did not know how to overcome that. Let me tell you, all of that darkness is not from the Lord. All of that darkness, we know that Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. When he came into the world, it was to dispel darkness. Amen. He came to destroy the unfruitful works of darkness. He came to destroy all that. And so we can have confidence here tonight. And we should take confidence in the Lord and understand that whatever the darkness is that you are faced with right now, that he is, the Lord is your light. And he's your salvation. I'm confident in the Lord because he's my light. I'm confident in the Lord because he is my salvation. Now, I'm thankful that I heard the gospel as a young person and came to the Lord and got saved and just changed the whole direction of my life. But I think that in this context here, we're not talking about at least not just only the grace and the power of God to bring salvation, but this is talking about our Lord who saves us in our trouble, who delivers us. He is our salvation. He's the one that comes and rescues us out of the trouble and the circumstance that we may find ourselves in. Amen. Oh, the trouble that comes. And we know that just because you're a Christian doesn't mean that you can avoid trouble. How many of you heard Brother Huff on the radio this morning? Amen. When he started preaching, sometimes I know what he's going to preach and sometimes I don't. I hadn't heard because I pulled out one of these cassettes and it just said, Brother Huff, sermon, and it had a date on it, but no title. So I took it to the radio station and Leland recorded it. And when I heard this morning at 7:30, when he read his text and he started preaching, his sermon title was, I'll Never Give Up. I'll Never Give Up. Amen. As I heard him going through message preached 30 years or so ago, and he talked about that. He said, people, it doesn't matter if you're saved or you're unsaved, you're going to have times when you're going to go through trouble. And you're going to have your mind made up that you're not going to fall and you're not going to cave in and give up, but you're going to hold on to the Lord. You're going to keep trusting the Lord. You're going to have your confidence in him, in the Lord and in his faithfulness. So David is saying, and if you get this picture in your mind, he's probably pretty much alone. He's in the darkness. He's in a hiding place. And it's an oppressive, dark, discouraging time that he's going through. But then the Spirit of God, these Psalms are he wrote as the Spirit of God inspired him and enlightened him. This Psalm 27 was the light of truth that came to him by inspiration there in that dark situation when he said, the Lord is my light. The Lord is my deliverer. He's my salvation. He's the one that saves me in the midst of my trouble. Praise God. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Do you know that there is a doctrine, which is an erroneous doctrine that some have taught, and that is that God is the creator of man and creator of everything that is. But he just created men, and then he just put them here to inhabit this planet, and then he just went away and left them to their own vices. I'm so glad that's not the truth. Amen. And the psalmist understood that when he said, he is the strength of my life. Amen. He is the strength of my life. He is the one that not only has given me life, but he's the one who sustains me, keeps me going. He's the one that provides for me. It is a daily thing. It's like... Lord, I don't know if I can face another day. Sometimes you're feeling like, Lord, I don't even know about the rest of this day. I don't know about another hour or two. I don't know what I'm going to do. But Lord, you're the strength of my life. You're the one that created me, and you set everything in motion
And you love me and you created me and I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and you have a plan and a design for my life. Oh, what a wonderful truth that is. Acts 17 and verse 28, for in him we live and move and have our being. In him we live, we move, we have our being. It's him that sustains us. And he's the one that gives us the power to keep going forward. He gives us the courage and the confidence. Keep on. Keep on. Remain true. Remain steady when you don't feel like it. Someone was saying, Brother Ken was saying, that sometimes he feels 50 when he gets up in the morning. Sometimes I feel 50 when I get up in the morning. Sometimes I feel 60 and maybe older than that. I don't know. But I do know this. He's the strength of our life. Amen. He is the strength of our life. Amen. You know, it is not an arrogant thing that the Apostle Paul said when he said, I can do all things through Christ. He didn't say, I can do all things of my own ability or power. He was closely connected with a divine source. I can do all things, whatever comes my way and whatever challenge may come my way. All things are possible to that person who puts their faith and confidence in the Lord. Amen. He's the strength of your life. Every one of you here tonight, he's the strength of your life. He can help you tomorrow and Tuesday and Wednesday and the days that are ahead here. He's the one that's going to give us strength and he's going to be with us and he's going to sustain us. And it's in him that we live and we move and we have our being. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foe, they came upon me to eat up my flesh. They stumbled and fell. Amen. We're to take courage to understand that he is our defense. He's our defender. He's the one who not only sustains us, gives us life, but he's also the one that's right there with us. To cause us to be able to walk in victory and not be destroyed by the works of the enemy. Praise God. When you're a Christian, you're a child of God and you belong to him. And you don't have to feel like that you're on your own or you're facing situations on your own. The Lord is your defender. He is your help and he can destroy all of your enemies and bring you to victory. So take courage. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. Amen. Do you have confidence in the Lord here tonight? Brother Jack testified to that. No matter what happens, we don't know what another day is going to bring. We don't know when we wake up in the morning what we'll face. Or the phone may ring. Or some situation may arise, and we don't know what another day is going to bring, but we do know that the Lord, we're in his hands, and we know that he's faithful, and we know that he'll provide for us. He is our defender, and we have confidence in God. Amen. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Now, again, it helps to put this all in context of what's going on in David's life. He's talking about the house of the Lord. Anyone who knows anything about the life of David, you know that his entire life was consumed with worship. It was consumed with worship. From the time that he was a young boy, he's on the backside of the wilderness taking care of his father's animals. And there, he's worshiping the Lord and playing music and singing unto the Lord. God is... His presence is with him. He's anointed to be king, but even before he becomes king, he's still determined to be a defender of the things of God and the people of God. All the days of his life, it was his greatest desire was to see the ark of God come back to Jerusalem. It was his lifetime ambition to see the temple, a permanent dwelling place for the Lord, built And even though he did not see that happen in his own lifetime, he wanted to be in that place. He wanted to dwell in the house of the Lord. And David learned the lesson back there in that cave or whatever dark hiding place he was in. He learned that you can tabernacle with God anywhere. And you might be in the wilderness or you might be alone. You may not even be able to get to church, but you can tabernacle with the Lord in the presence of the Lord. And that's what his longing was for. He desired the presence of the Lord, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. He's out there in this troubling situation. He can't get to the temple. He can't get to the house of God. He can't get there to that place that was designated for worship. He can't get there. But in the time of trouble, the Lord hides me in a pavilion. And that pavilion, in the secret place of his tabernacle, in the presence, he shall hide me, he shall set me upon a rock. And he was just describing the fact that here I am in this lonely, dark place, and I still can tabernacle with the Lord. I can still get in his presence in my time of trouble. The Lord can make a way in the wilderness. The Lord can reveal his mighty power and his presence in your dark situation. Hallelujah. You have confidence in the Lord here tonight? Oh, my hope is in the Lord. My confidence is in the Lord. And I know that he is my light. He is my deliverer. He is my life. Amen. He is my defender. And he is also that wonderful sanctuary that we can go to. We can enter into the presence of the Lord wherever we might be and enter into fellowship with the Lord and tabernacle with the Lord right in the middle of your trouble. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In a hospital room, in a nursing home, wherever that you are going through troubling, difficult times, you can get in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's interesting that in this verse, there's a verse in this chapter that was a verse that the Lord gave to me in a time when I was in Romania attempting to get Zach at 2 years old out of the country of Romania. And I was having all kinds of trouble. I ended up being stuck there for 4 weeks in Romania. And more than two of those weeks, I had a two-year-old to take care of. And in a foreign country. And you talk about a challenge. And part of that struggle was getting him out of the place where he was at, the clinic or orphanage where he was at, which had to go through all kinds of circumstances and hurdles. And I didn't know if it was going to happen. And I remember I was in the apartment there that was a room connected to the missionary, Debbie and Daniel Ursu, and I was over there, and I'd been there for seemed like days and days. I could just come out, and I just felt like I wasn't getting anywhere, wasn't getting anything done. And the Lord spoke to me this verse that's here in verse number 10. I'm telling you this to say that you can get in the presence of God wherever you might be. If you're in a lonely bedroom in an apartment building, third floor or fourth floor, whatever it was, in the city of Timișoara, Romania, when you're trying to do what you believe is right. Verse 10, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Amen. When the Lord gave me that verse, then I recognized that that a child like Zach at 2 years old, that it wasn't me that was going to accomplish this. It was going to be God that was going to do it. And your father and your mother forsake you. The Lord is the one that comes and rescues you. And I took that verse, and in a matter of days, the Lord began to work out all of the details. I'm telling you that to say that God can meet you right where you are. Right in the midst of the situation that you're in, no matter how
troubling and difficult that it might be, I want you to be confident tonight to know that He's your light. He's your deliverer. He is the strength of your life. He's your defender. And He's your tabernacle. You can get with Him in the presence of the Lord in the midst of all of your trouble. And I know that you've known of times like that when you did not know where to turn. You couldn't call the preacher. You couldn't get to the church. Your circumstance was such you just couldn't get to the help that you needed. And you just called upon the Lord, wherever you might have been, in a closet of prayer, or maybe driving down the road, or in the midst of some crisis. The Lord was there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord met with David in that lonely, dark, hiding place. And turn things around for him. Amen. And you notice that he begins to sing and he begins to worship. And thank God that he's had an encounter with the Lord. And he's even experienced this time with the Lord and had a face-to-face encounter with God. Hallelujah. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Hallelujah. Take confidence tonight. Be confident. Amen. Put your trust in Him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's stand together. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you speak to us and encourage us through your word. And for those that are here tonight, Lord, I do not know the trouble or the need, or the darkness that some may be in. But Lord, I know you're our light. You're our deliverer. You are the hope of our life. Hallelujah. You're the one that gives us life. You're the one that sustains us. You're the strength of our life. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.